For Chancellor Jeremy Hunt has announced his autumn statement with spending cuts and tax rises. Sophie Dudgeon, RNIB Interim Head of Policy and Public Affairs, joins me now here on RNIB Connect Radio with the RNIB's reaction to the Chancellor's autumn statement. Hello, Sophie, and thank you for joining me.
Hi, Toby. Thanks very much for having me on.
Firstly, I wondered, what was the RNIB hoping to see in the latest autumn statement, and have these been delivered?
So there were two key things we were looking out for today. The first thing was, we've been calling for some months for benefits for blind and partially sighted people to be urgently increased in line with inflation rather than with the lower rate of wages. So increasing benefits in line with inflation was a commitment made back in the summer by the previous government, but this was then thrown into doubt by the last chancellor. So this was something of grave concern to people across the VI sector. And then alongside that, we've also been watching closely for what targeted support would be provided to ensure people with sight loss can meet their rising energy bills. So as we knew ahead of today, it was announced that the Universal Household Energy Bill Support Scheme that was set up would only run till April and that there will be new plans. So energy was the second area that we were particularly concerned about. So in terms of what was announced today, it's important to say there's still lots of work to be done in terms of digesting the small print of today's announcements. So alongside what the Chancellor stands up and says in Parliament, there's a big old document that gets published as well that we need to go through with a fine tooth comb. But the sort of headline news really is, it's positive in the sense that benefits were confirmed to be uprated in line with inflation next April, and that does bring sharp relief to blind and partially sighted people in receipt of benefits who had that uncertainty in recent months. And that does bring their income closer to the soaring costs of everyday essentials such as food that are very much in the news at the moment and really affecting everybody's day-to-day lives. But we do think this uprating of benefits in line with inflation should never have been in doubt during a cost of living crisis. This is something that's absolutely essential to enable people to maintain a reasonable standard of living. And the challenge remains that these rises aren't due to come in until April. So we have been calling for these increases to be made as quickly as possible, because waiting until April means that people have still got many months of coping with much increased food prices, transport costs, different costs on their day-to-day lives that have really soared ahead, because we've got inflation, as was announced today, at the highest rate for 41 years. So we do remain concerned about how people on lower incomes are going to manage in the months ahead.
And what do you feel the statement actually means in real terms to blind and partially sighted people?
So, as I said, those in receipt of benefits, they get the reassurance that their benefits are going to increase in line with inflation, at least from April. We've also heard today that the energy price cap will increase for the average household from next April. That is still going to fix prices at a rate that we think will be too high for many blind and partially sighted people. So what we have to remember is that people with sight loss are already twice as likely to live in a household that has a total income of just £1,500 a month or less. So that's compared to the wider population. And we also know that people with sight loss have additional unavoidable costs because of their sight loss. And 5 years ago, some research put these additional costs at an average of between £50 to £135 extra per week that people need to, you know, have the right equipment and support to live their lives independently. So we know that people are going to definitely be feeling the squeeze in the months ahead. And that although there was a new announcement of additional cost of living payments, that's of £900 that's been announced for people on means tested benefits in the new tax year, but only £150 for people who are on disability benefits alone. So if you're on disability benefits, but you don't receive means tested benefits like universal credit, you're just going to get £150 across the year. And that works out at a pitiful £2.88 per week to cope with those additional costs in the new year. So this remains a really serious concern for us. And we're also aware that, to make matters worse, many people with sight loss are no longer eligible for the warm home discount scheme that they were previously eligible for. So we know that people's budgets are really stretched, and we know that people are really going to be having to make their budgets go even further.
What is the RNIB doing to highlight the cost of living crisis that is having an impact on blind and partially sighted people?
So this is something we've been campaigning on vigorously since about June this year, when we launched our first campaign e-action on this topic. And alongside that campaigning, we've had meetings with government ministers. We ran a focus group with some civil servants at the disability unit back in August, and we've been sharing our research with government regularly. RNIB is really using its voice as much as possible to speak up about this issue and to make sure that people with sight loss are not being overlooked by government decision makers. So in terms of our campaign actions, we're really delighted by the engagement we've had with this. The first campaign action we delivered to the Chancellor and to the Work and Pensions Secretary at the end of September, and more than 500 people shared their own particular experiences of the cost of living crisis with us, which really helps us to bring things to life for people who just don't understand the reality of your day-to-day life living as a blind or partially sighted person. And more recently, we've been asking people to contact their MP, and nearly 4 out of 5 MPs in Parliament have now heard from their constituents about the importance of uprating benefits in line with inflation. And that has resulted in parliamentary questions being asked by a range of MPs from different parties to the government. And we've got MPs that have been writing directly to the Chancellor to express their concerns. So MPs are in no doubt as to the importance of this issue with their constituents. And that really does feed through to government, and I'm sure will have contributed to the confirmation today about benefits being uprated.
Sophie, finally, is there anything the RNIB would like listeners to do to help raise the impact that the autumn statement will have on blind and partially sighted people?
I think the key thing I would ask people to do today is to really stay involved with RNIB, because we'll be analysing the detail of today's announcements further. We want to assure people this is an absolute priority for our policy and influencing work. And we also really want to make sure people are aware that if they need support or advice with their finances, please do contact our helpline or visit the Money and Benefits section of our website to find out what grants and supports are available. We're really aware that often people don't actually fully understand what benefits they might be entitled to or what grants are available. There is a lot of help out there for people who need that support at this time. And we're really keen to make sure that people know what they can access and how they can get that support as quickly as possible.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Sophie, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about the RNIB's reaction to the Chancellor's autumn statement.
Thank you, Toby.